When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
June is Pride Month. It's the month where we take a moment to celebrate how far LGBTQIA+ rights have come while still acknowledging all the work that still needs to be done. It's also the month where J.K. Rowling tries to do what Voldemort couldn't and destroy Harry Potter. But this year, Pride Month had been made worse by the Trump administration. They killed a rule that blocks doctors from refusing to treat transgender people, and on Saturday, they announced a new proposal allowing single-sex homeless shelters to turn away transgender people who are, quote, not really the right gender. And you know, it's amazing that even during a pandemic and national protests, Trump has still found a way to say screw you to the LGBTQ community. It's almost like if Hannibal Lecter was on his way to kill someone and then took a quick detour to burn down a community garden. How much hate does one person need? So this Pride Month wasn't looking great. But then, this happened.
What's good, everybody? My name's Schmitty, and this is Talkin' Schmidt. We got a great episode for you today with the legendary girl out there on the East Coast, Miss Jamie Reyes. Jamie was born and raised on the island of Hawaii, and she got her first photo published ever on the cover of Thrasher magazine. She is one of only three ladies to ever be on the cover of Thrasher, but up until we did this interview, still did not have her own copy.
I got one from a friend because the Smithsonian wanted one, so I begged a homie of mine. He gave me his copy, and I donated it to the Smithsonian because they really wanted it. But I wanted it for myself, but I think it should be in the Smithsonian, so that's why I still don't have a copy.
Well, I think it's pretty clear you don't need me to tell you we're living in crazy-ass times. As I've been struggling with all that's been going on, I've really been in awe of how our little puppy, Honeybee, so nonchalantly provides warmth, smiles, and love on a daily basis. We just took the little girl to get a full tune-up, including eyes examined, arthritis meds, got her nails did, and the old anal gland cleanup of the Hershey Highway. Lil B is having the time of her life with her own signature air freshener, mouse pad, coffee mug, and even a pandemic mask for the COVID. I'm so thankful for that little girl. And speaking of thankful, my fiance, Miss Camisa, and I just celebrated our 5-year anniversary, looking at some contenders for wedding locations and ending the weekend with an outdoor dinner at our favorite restaurant, Blue Plate. Shout out to Kevin Bradley.
Shout out.
Who sat at the table next to us and got to meet Cheryl for the first time. Anyways, not ignoring the obvious, but just trying to sprinkle in some cheer and positivity. And with that, here's a quote I read today from the one and only Chad Muska. He says, "There are many things in this world to be angry about. There are many things in this world to be happy about. We choose which one to focus on. I will continue to look for the good in this beautiful world." Amen, Chad. Amen. And now to our guest.
Hi, my name is Jamie Reyes, and you're listening to Talking Schmidt.
It's cool, like tonight is the night.
Here we go again.
Just give it the old cause turn.
All big dogs in.
Schmitty. 96 times, Schmitty.
Thanks, Schmitty.
We on? Schmitty.
Talking Schmidt.
That's called going to the hospital, bitch.
I'd be shit in my pants.
Your Rolodex is fucking deep.
It's about the one.
Who is this guy? Thinks he's tough shit.
What's up?
We're tastemakers.
Come on, Schmitty, what the fuck?
Let's hear it for Greg Smith. Yeah!
Hello, if you don't know who my next guest is, you better recognize This girl is a pioneer, a legend, and we're going to give you the privilege of getting to know the one and only Jamie Reyes. How you living, dear?
I'm living. Living through this pandemic. We're all living. Doing the best we can, right?
Where are you at?
I'm in Williamsburg, Virginia right now.
Oh, Virginia.
Yeah.
How is it back
better
there?
Than being in New York right now.
For sure, right?
Yeah. Scary times. Right now, it's pretty good. I haven't really left the house. I leave the house maybe once or twice a week. That one day a week, I go up to Richmond and skate with the homies, or I go to Norfolk and skate with Savannah, aka Sav, or I go to doctor's appointments for my wrists.
Do you have a mini ramp?
I do have a mini ramp, a flat bar, two boxes, and a quarter pipe. So I have my little compound. So
nice.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate to have these things at my house. Since I don't really leave my house right now. These strange times.
All right. So wait, you're a junior? I didn't know this until I just saw your email. Does that mean?
There's just too many Jamie Reyeses in the world. I didn't know. It's like the John Smith of the world. I didn't know. It's a common name.
Huh. Even spelled like you spell yours?
Yeah. Mine is Jamie Reyes, but, you know, then you got the Spaniards that says Jaime Reyes, but it's a common name.
Right.
My mom named me after some soap opera actress, so that's how I got the spelling and the Jamie.
What soap opera?
She told me it was Young and the Restless when she was pregnant. And I was like, great. Thanks, Mom.
Amazing.
That's what I was told, but I don't know. She told me that once, and then I just, okay, thanks.
Uh-huh.
And then my brother is just Michael Reyes, you know, like, that's pretty common as well.
Right. Not to be confused with Mickey Reyes.
Not to be confused with Mickey Reyes or Mike Reyes, the photographer.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I always just call my brother by his full name my whole life. I never call him Mike or Mick.
Right.
Just Michael. Because there's so many Michael Reyes.
I bet that one's common, yeah.
Yeah.
Where were you born?
I was born in Honolulu, Hawaii. I can't even tell you what hospital. Kapi'olani Hospital.
We were just there a few months ago. You grew up there?
I grew up in Honolulu, correct. Yes.
Till?
And, So about, let's say, 15, 16 years old. And then I through skateboarding. I got to travel the world thanks to the opportunity of getting float and getting sponsored. Skateboarding took me off the island, and I got to travel the world.
How did you get into skateboarding to begin with? Was it through just, like, surfing and being on an island?
I was just telling this to Kristen the other day. I was cutting class to go surf, and the waves were flat, and the door guy / security guard at the building I lived in would rat me out to my parents every time I would cut class, so I wouldn't go home. This one day it was completely flat, I didn't go home. I saw these two kids skateboarding, and I was so mesmerized what your feet can do, like, you know, the ollie, seeing the first ollie in my life was just like mind-blowing.
Right.
And then from there, I dropped the surfboard and picked up skateboarding.
Ah. And was this, and the skate park was already there?
Yeah. The Ala Park was already there. It was a roller rink back in the day for roller derby.
Oh.
And the skateboarders pretty much took over. That was from my understanding. Like, always a roller rink, not a skateboard park.
Okay.
It became a real skateboard park, I believe, in the 2005s, like way after not living there, when they made it, like, put a pyramid in the middle and the volcano and smooth it all out. But yeah, it was always a roller rink.
Do you remember what the first board you had was?
The first board I ever had was a real skateboard. My dad bought it for me at Town and Country. He let me pick out what I wanted. Do you remember the Salmanaga with the little camel and it was like a purple and turquoise stripe, real skateboard pro, his graphics.
Yeah.
That was my first deck.
No way.
Yeah, and then it was Indy Trucks and was it German bearings, like the cheap bearings back then? German bearings? I didn't know about bearings back then. I know I wanted that board, and I know I wanted those trucks. I don't know why. Those trucks, and then I got the Spitfire wheels. I believe it was Spitfire. Wow. They were either Spitfire wheels, or they were the, because I remember this. It was either, you know, I think it might even be in the six-pack, size 39s. You remember the real six-pack wheels? Mm-hmm.
That was the first set?
Yeah, so the wheels. And then I remember having 39. Two wheels.
They're so small.
Hey, I still, I'm keeping it 90s. I still ride small wheels.
39?
I wish, no.
Yeah.
I ride 50s. Okay. Spitfire 50s.
Yeah.
I would go 49 if they made it.
If they made it.
They made 7.5. I'll still ride 7.5, but I ride 7.75.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping it 90s.
Okay.
Two bolts too. So.
Yes. So you came out swinging though. First photo ever in a magazine winds up on the cover of Thrasher. Is that right?
That is correct.
That's insane.
Yeah. I got lucky, I think. I don't know. Or just fate.
Who shot the photo? Do you remember?
Scott Starr, like Ruben and Jim and Tommy were telling me, like they were like sending me a box, and I called them up. Like they're like, "Hey, go shoot with him. He's gonna be in town. Blah blah blah. Go shoot with him." And then I cut class, and I said this before education, but I did cut class, and I guess it was worth it. Wow. It was worth it, and then. The next photo, they told me again, you know, Lance Stoss was going to be in town. It was like exactly a month later, Lance Stoss was in town, and then I shot a photo with him, and it was like in the middle of, was it like the center spread, whatever you call it?
Slap.
Yeah, and like Renee Matheson was on the cover, and then I had that ollie at over the ollie gap over rail at UH College. University of Hawaii.
Sick.
Yeah. That was my second one.
What was the cover? Tray flip to fakie or something?
Tray flip to fakie.
So do you remember when it came out? Like, were you surprised by it, or did someone tell you about it, or did you see it in the store?
I had absolutely no idea. And I was at a store in Hawaii called Longstrokes. It's like, I guess now it's a pharmacy. It's owned by CVS, but
yeah.
It was like a local Hawaiian store called Longstrokes, and I was at the cashier, and they always have like all the magazines like right when you're about to check out, all right there, and then you saw the surf magazines right away, and then you saw skateboarding, and I was like, holy shit, that's me, I think. I remember being in like the 8th or 9th grade, and I was like, holy shit, that's me, me. I don't know what I was buying that day. I remember I didn't have enough money. We put it back and bought the magazine instead.
Yeah.
But I don't even have the magazine right now, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We got to change that.
Yeah, I need a copy if anyone could help me out.
Yeah, I'm sure once the pandemic's over and they let me go back to the mag, I can hopefully dig one up for you.
I had to get one. I got one from a friend, and because the Smithsonian wanted one, so I begged a homie of mine. He gave me his copy. He gave it to me, and I donated it to the Smithsonian because they really wanted it. But I wanted it for myself, but I think it should be in the Smithsonian, so that's why I still don't have a copy.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because you're one of three girls to ever be on the cover of Thrasher. That's amazing.
I'd like to have a copy.
Yeah, you need you need at least one copy. God damn.
Yeah, I would love a copy.
That was 94, right?
Yeah.
Did that do anything to you in skateboarding? Like, did that help kind of like kickstart you into like traveling more and like taking it more as a like something that you're going to be doing or what?
It totally like changed. Like, I want to say, like, from day one, since I was put on Flow for real, when Tommy, Jim, it was like the Real and Stereo team in 93. They came to Hawaii to judge a contest. It was Real. It was Real. But it was Tommy, Jim, Keith, Edward Jabarel, Salmon, Jason Lee, Matt Rodriguez, and a few more people I cannot remember. But they were there to judge a contest and do a demo at the local skate park called Ala Park, the one that we were talking about that, you know, originally was a roller rink. They came to judge a contest, and that contest, that's how I got put on Flow for real. I won my age division. Like, I beat all the boys, and Tommy and Jim came up to me after, and they're like, hey, we'll put you on Flow. And then from there, that day changed my life. And then that opportunity to shoot that photo, from there, I wasn't just Flow anymore. They put me on roster. I remember from that, I was in the, like, having my name on the, you remember the Deluxe Ride-On video?
Yeah.
Yeah, having my name up on the roster, and then the Real Nonfiction, and then I was, like, in a bunch of those Thrasher Magazine videos, like, Sponsor Me, Feats, right. 911.
Yeah.
Donut Duty. Donut, like, Duty, yeah.
That was, yeah. Horrible. It was one of the cops.
Yeah, like, yeah, because, like, you know, like, they, like, I would always, like, they were like, oh, yeah, just, like, keep sending your footage, and they, you know, like, Tommy, Jim, or Ruben would, I guess, give some of the footage to Real, to Thrasher, and then that's how I was in a bunch of those videos. Oh, I assume that's how I got there, like.
And so then at that time, did you start competing? Were you going to, like, Tampa and stuff?
I started coming out to California, and there was, like, they, like, brought me out to SF, and then, like, to, like, to some trade show. Remember ASR?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then at one of those ASR, there was one of the first all-girls contests, all-girls skate jam.
Ah.
Yeah, and then, like, I want to say I am not a contest skater. I can film a video part, but I'm not a contest skater.
Right.
They gave me some travel. I got to go places with them.
Did you travel the U.S. at all with Real? Like, did you go on any trips with those guys?
No, not really. They just brought me out to, like, certain things.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like demos or events, yeah, or something. Oh, okay. Fuck. And then you eventually moved to SF and lived there for a little bit, yeah?
Yeah, it was like a short-lived thing. I think it was maybe 3 to 6 months most.
Crashing at Newell.
Yeah, in and out. And then went back to Hawaii, and then kind of left Rio. Like, I thought it was time for me to leave. You know, I had talked to Rookie, talked to the dudes at Rookie, and talked to Peter BC. And from there, because I think I was writing for Vans at the time, so they were paying for a lot of my trips.
Oh, yeah.
So I was going to New York anyways, like, and then, so while I was going out there, I was getting to know these dudes, and, like, maybe yeah, maybe no. Mm. And then that's how I got on Rookie. And then when I went to New York, I kind of never left.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I kind of just went. Yeah, I just kind of never left, and only would go home during the wintertime when it was really cold. Only would go to Hawaii.
Oh.
So I had a thing, like, even, like, so for, like, I want to say, like, 10, 15 years. Like, I would live in New York, but from maybe the week before Thanksgiving or the week after, from there on, I would stay in Hawaii to March or the ending of February.
Avoid the winter.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. That sounds
like I was very fortunate that I had sponsors that did that for me. Because if not, I would have never paid for that stuff.
Yeah.
Can't afford it.
Yeah. What did you island hop at all when you were living in it back in Hawaii? Like, would you go to the other islands at all?
Not very much. No. I didn't island hop till I was way older, till I wasn't even living there, which is kind of weird. Yeah, me and Jaya would talk about it. He's like, dude, like, I'm from Kauai. Like, you never, like, I was like, dude, I went to Kauai, but I didn't go to Kauai till like last year. And Jaya would tell me I was crazy. Like, you've been living in Hawaii, like, all your younger years, and you didn't. I was like, well, I've never had a reason to go to Kauai. Went to Kauai just to chill. And then I ended up skating I brought my skateboard, obviously. Like, I was one of those winters. I was in Hawaii, and I was like, oh, I'll go to Kauai. Like, a little vacation. But I'll bring my skateboard. And I was like, I'm not going to skate, but I'll bring my skateboard. And I ended up skating the whole time I was there at this little tiny park.
Was Jaya there? Did you visit him?
No, he was not there, unfortunately. But he told me about that one park. And then he told me where to go surf. And I was like, dude, I'm a smoker now, unfortunately. I don't surf anymore. I like skateboarding more.
Yeah.
Jaya was rad, though. I miss that dude.
Big time. Yeah, Toad and I were just out there and spent like a day with Jaya's sister in Kauai. It was really cool.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, all kind of just reminisced, told some stories and whatnot. He was a real special dude.
Dude, he is a man, dude. That dude took care of me every time I was in L.A. When I was, riding for Gallus at the time, Gallus would put me at the Beverly Laurel Hotel, and Jaya lives like three blocks from there.
Yeah.
And he was the one that had to shoot photos of me. So he would take me out every night. He'll take me wherever I need to go skate, shoot photos, or take me out wherever to eat. Jaya's like the man. Like, he always looked out for me.
Sick, yeah. He lived with Diego for a while, my friend from Argentina, and I would go down there.
The butcher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was he there when you were there?
The butcher.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the butcher.
Yeah, the butcher. He moved to SF, and he lived with me for months, and then we became really close because I was filming for Think and he started writing for Think. And then later when he moved in with Jaya, I would go down and visit those guys. Jaya was the best. He was like an amazing skateboarder and an amazing photographer and just an amazing human being.
Yeah, I've had like the best, I have really good skate trips with Reda, but I've really had some really good special ones with Jaya in Australia.
Oh, and,
in Europe. Yeah, I really had some special trips with them. Mm. Like, we were wild out, and they're like, holy shit, what did we do last week? Hey, but wait, we got a photo. It's okay.
Yeah, that's always the best. What is SBC?
It was a thing that I used to shout out, like, a lot, because like, I think of us as all equal, like, since the late 90s, SBC is the sexy bitches crew. Every homie was a sexy bitch. No matter what shape, color you are, you were a sexy bitch.
Okay.
Like, we ran, a lot of us ran that shit for, like, ever. I still, I'll still shout it out. Reddit used to wear my belt, the SBC belt. They all bought me a belt for my birthday 1 year, an SBC belt.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah. But, SBC, it's just, like, it's all love. It's all family. Like, I'm not calling you a bitch. I'm just saying we're all sexy bitches. We're all bitches. Like,
I get it.
I'm not, like, insulting. We're just, it's a family thing.
It's sensitive it's times. You got to be careful these days.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to explain myself. Like, I'm not calling you a bitch. It's all family.
Oh, man.
We live in some sensitive times right now.
Big time.
Careful what you say. Yeah.
Could you talk a little bit about what it was like in those days when you were skating, like being a female and skating? Like, Alyssa was around, but like, you guys were kind of, there wasn't a lot, it wasn't like today where it's a lot more kind of accepted and there's a bigger group of sponsor girls and whatnot. Like, did you feel like one of the people, or were you getting dirty looks, or like?
I was very fortunate that I was surrounded by good people and never got dirty looks. I thought it was red. It was just like me or Alyssa at the time, because she was like the gnarly one. And then I was kind of like, I feel like I was a little bit more flippery. There's only a few times I've experienced in my life shitty people. I'm very fortunate. Like, there's this one time I was wearing an El Senor shirt, Spencer Fujimoto's jewelry line. I was wearing it, and it said the Brooklyn Banks. And some ass was like, "You don't know shit about the Brooklyn Banks. You're just a little bitch." And I was so fucking offended. And I don't really. And I was like, "You don't even know me." And I don't want to throw that. I never throw that "I'm a girl" card or "I'm a fuck you know who the fuck I am" card.
Yeah.
And I that was the first time ever in my life I was like, "Google me, bitch. I front boy the knife, bitch." That was the only, like, I was like, so, like, that was like, I was kind of like, I never ever pulled that card ever, but that the way how rude that fucking asshole was, I had to pull that card.
Right.
You know, I had to kind of put him in his place.
Yeah.
You're telling me, like, cause I'm wearing a Brooklyn Banks shirt. I don't know what the Brooklyn Banks is.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just wanted to tell him, suck it.
Yeah.
I just like, I was, just, that was basically one of like the one times I was really, really pissed. And I'm very fortunate that because I was angry a lot too back then. I'm glad not more of that stuff happened.
Right. So it wasn't often, though. It was pretty rare.
It was pretty rare, yeah. Because a lot of the dudes that I skated with was very respectful. And on any other trip, any trips that I ever went on with the guys, I always had my own hotel room.
Sure.
Like, they never ever put me with a dude, which I probably wouldn't even care, but I always had my own hotel room, and they were very respectful, and they always had my back. Huh. There was like an incident in Denver. We were out there for some Globe demo, and it's a college town, frat boys, and they were talking to a homegirl and calling her dyke, blah, blah, blah. And I remember Chad Barty, like, because we didn't want to talk to these dudes. Me and homegirl didn't want to talk to these dudes. Because they're frat boys being jerks. And I remember Chad Barty and Matt Mumford telling them to shut up and leave us alone. But they wouldn't leave us alone. And they kept calling us dykes, blah, blah, blah. And I remember a big brawl happened. But other than that, they had her back. The boys had her back. And it's about surrounding yourself with good people and then having your back. Yeah. So I was very fortunate to have this in skateboarding with the boys.
Who are some of, like, your biggest influences? Like, who, if you were going to put a photo up on a wall or something, who were you stoked on back then?
Who was stoked back then? Besides Costin. There's so many. Dill, Costin, Gons, Guy Mariano. Like, watching, like, I think Video Days came out before I started skateboarding. Okay. And then I watched it. And, like, this little dude. It's killing it. What the fuck? Kareem Campbell, Stevie Williams, like all those dudes, like, and then I know them, and it's kind of crazy. Like, it was like all your friends. I looked up to all my friends for me.
Right.
It was like all the people I knew because of skateboarding.
Uh-huh.
And it was all the people I looked up to.
Yeah. So what was it like when you went to the mainland like, and you steamer. Started seeing these guys in person and meeting them and becoming friends with them? Or are you just like, what the fuck?
I kept it cool.
You didn't but do I was it? Like, you, no fan outs?
No. Now, I did have a fan out recently, and I can't remember who it was. But I did have a, within the last 2 years, I did have a fan out.
Huh.
Like, I'm trying to remember who it was. Maybe I'll remember. But I like looked up to so many people. Like, I like Steamer, dude. Like,
she's the all best. Right.
Yeah. And glad I'm homies with her.
Do you remember meeting her for the first time?
At Tampa.
Oh, it was at Tampa?
Yeah.
Were you guys skating in the contest?
97 or 90. There was I think it was like 400 people skating that contest.
Or Tampa.
Or Tampa Am.
Tampa Am.
Like 97 or 98. It was
wow.
Yeah.
You entered it.
Yeah, I entered it. It was like only me and her, the only chicks in the whole thing. And then having all those people staring at you. I remember having shaky legs. And I was like, fuck it. I want to do the best I can.
And was she kind of a train wreck at that time? Was she partying?
Yeah. So was I, though.
Yeah.
We were equally partying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were equally partying.
I love Alyssa. We're a pretty good friends. She lives here in the city still, and we hang out a bunch. And she's kind of like, I like using her for example of how to be. She helps a lot with like how to think, and just she's got her shit together right now. It's pretty sick.
Hell yeah, Alyssa's dope, dude.
Yeah,
Beamer's dope.
Yes,
Rachel's dope too.
Oh yeah, Rachel's the best. They're the cutest couple ever.
Yeah, I met Rachel in London. Yeah, she's awesome.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, how cool. Yeah. Those are the homies. We go out to dinner and shit and kick it and
that's awesome.
Compare Netflix movies, whatever. She ruined Homeland for me.
Oh, that's not cool.
She's like, is forget the guy's name, but she's like, is he still alive? And I was like, yes, he is.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. True or false, RB was saying bodyboarder before skateboarder.
Bodyboarder. True.
Early
bodyboarder,
days.
Then surfer, then skateboarder. Yeah. Bodyboarder was a big thing in my life back then.
Really?
Yeah. I guess people would say I was good because I was sponsored, but yeah.
Sponsored for bodyboarding?
Yeah.
No
back
way.
Then, yeah.
Fuck. What other kind of stuff were you doing on the island?
I would jump off the Waimea Rocks or Kapena Falls here and there. Without my parents' knowledge and hanging out with the boys. I would basically, I don't know, I just hanged out with a bunch of boys. I did everything my mom didn't want me to do. Hang out with boys. Not play with Barbies. My stepdad, which he is the man, he's like the best stepdad. He's my dad. To me, he's my dad. He's the man that raised me. My dad, he's like, you want to learn how to throw a football? Here, I'll teach you how to throw a football. You want to play baseball? I'll get you on the softball team. What you want? Like, he taught me everything that I probably would have never have tried without him. Like I said, he bought me my first skateboard, and he was the one that believed in me. And my mom was completely like, what? You got to stop skateboarding. Like, I remember the day that my dad bought me my skateboard, I remember how pissed my mom was at me and him. Like, he was in the doghouse for a while.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and then I remember when I started making money for skateboarding, my dad was super stoked. My mom was not. She's still telling me to get a job. So to this day, she tells... Yeah, to this day, my mom tells me to get a job.
Wow.
A real job.
Damn. The cover did not stoke her out or nothing. Like, oh, wait, what?
No. Not at all. No, yeah.
No. This is a wooden toy. What are you doing?
Yeah, but yeah, she was not stoked on what I was doing with my life still.
Well, on top of that, too, it was a time, like I said, where there weren't a lot of females doing it. So, like, you were actually breaking boundaries in a lot of areas, probably especially in your mom's eyes. Like, wait, what are you doing?
Yeah. She still today was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, seriously? Because I don't really talk to her ever since my dad passed away.
No.
But since in the last year, because I tried and tried and I gave up. And then for me to be mentally okay, I need to be, she's always going to be my mom, you know? So we've been talking a lot more and we're in a better place now. Of course, she asked me, it's like, did you get a real job yet?
Oh, man.
Are you still skateboarding? Yeah. Especially with the hand recently, because it's happened a month ago. And she's like, did you do it skateboarding? And I was like, unfortunately, this time I did not do it during skateboarding. I was like, you can suck it, Mom.
Let's take a quick time out and hear from some of our friends, and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Matt D. at DLX Skate Shop, 1831 Market at Guerrero, as in Tommy. Come see us, Real, Antihero, Crooked, Thunder, Venture, Spitfire. We are here every day of the week except the big holidays. We've got a curb, and we've got smiles on our faces. Come let us get you stoked.
Go nuts and rearrange hairdo, underwear, nothing. Try every rad skateboard. Gnar Hunters. It's a lot of letters.
Hey, it's Corey at Blue Plate, 3218 Mission Street. Come see us. Meatloaf, fried chicken, deviled eggs, Dollar Olympia beers. We're here every day of the week. We got a garden and we got smiles on our faces. Come let us make you happy.
And now, a first impression with Alyssa Steamer. remember like a first sort of meeting Jamie, but I remember just always being around her, like at skate events and contests, and her always ripping. She's legend for sure. I don't know. I remember being in Florida and like wanting to be a pro skater and seeing she got the cover. When she got the cover of Thrasher, I was like, damn. And it like sparked something in me. Also, seeing her real part, I think I was getting real flow when that video came out, and seeing her part also fucking gave me more spark too. She hella go switch too. I think the reason that I really don't have like a recollection of first like meeting her in person is because we were always partying and so faded back then. Yeah, she's legend for sure.
I hear you got some serious techniques for applying sunscreen.
I do.
That's what I heard. I heard you like to do some slogans or something with the sun tan or something.
Oh yeah, I got a hoi. It's a Hawaiian slang tuna. You call everyone a tuna. I had a tuna across my belly once. You can get the like Josh Wildman has the photo. I did. For RB's wedding in Jamaica, I did RB and Ivy forever.
Rad.
And, you know, Jamaica was so hot and there's no clouds. So that only took one day. I did Hawaiian across my belly once in Australia. Because, you know, Australia doesn't, like, I think they don't, like, their no ozone layer.
Yeah,
so... That took 2 hours, but then I felt it. I was hurting the next day. It came out perfect, but I was having sun poisoning after.
Oh, man. So what, you just put the suntan lotion to spell it out?
I would do that or I'd use gaff tape, but I had a good one I did in Fire Island. I had the boys help me with it. I had Alex Corcoran and... who was there? Alex Corcoran from Supreme. I had a bunch of boys help me and put "Go fuck yourself" on my back.
Yes.
I think it's on my Instagram. One of the photos. It's a shady shot. That photo. Yeah, that was a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, we're on Fire Island, and you got these uppity rich people, like, and then you know you got this motley crew of every nationality just come and have a house on Fire Island. They're like, what are these people doing? It's like, hey, I'm going to go fuck yourself on my back. And they were real stoked on that. And I was like, if we can afford to be here, I'm going to do whatever I want to do.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. What was RB's wedding like? It was in Jamaica? Oh, that's pretty sick.
It was in Jamaica. Yeah, it was in the grill. Was it
intimate or a lot of people?
Oh, my God. There was a... Picture a shit ton of skateboarders. Dude, they had a lot of people at their wedding. And a lot of people didn't show up.
Did Max Fish cater it?
Oh, my God. Like, seriously, all of Max Fish was there.
I bet.
And then you had all of Max Fish out. Like, you had West Coast Max Fish. It was.
Oh, wow.
It was a good wedding.
Rad. How long were you out there?
I think we were out there for, like, a week and a half. And then, like, the following year... Me, RB, Ivy, and then my girl, we went back out to Jamaica, and then, yeah, we did another tan line.
Sick.
Yeah.
Damn.
It was a good wedding.
It's a good one, huh?
Yeah, we should go with RB, obviously.
Does he do an annual trip?
Yeah, we were doing annual trips, and then we haven't, and, you know, can't. Really, like I was telling my girl the other day, I missed Jamaica. We didn't go last year. Was trying to go this year, but with everything going on,
yeah,
I can't even leave the state to go skateboarding because I was supposed to fly up to Pittsburgh for some contests to judge some contests and skate, and I can't even really, you know, skateboarding is not really travelable right now. I guess.
Yeah. Fuck. You mentioned Rookie earlier. Can you explain like the whole concept behind Rookie? Was it all female skaters in the beginning, or?
When I was on, it was females and dudes. It was like me, Tina Razzo, Sean Killing, John Klein, Lauren Maliko, Lisa Whitaker, Jesse Van Roca, and some girl like Kyla Duffy, but I've never met her. Huh. Stephanie Thomas, she could frontside flips, I remember that. It was a unisex team.
Oh, okay.
It was like, I don't care team.
For some reason, I thought everyone was giving John shit for being the only dude on it at one point, maybe, but
it was foggy.
Like, that was old.
It was Tino Razzo. I think Tino Razzo might have been the first dude. Like, I think Tino was riding for them before I even got on, because I met Tino Razzo in Tampa when they flew me out to Tampa. And that's how I met Tino Razzo. And I remember being on the flight, and Tino was sitting next to me, but he was sleeping and he was drooling on my shoulder. And I was like, who the fuck is this motherfucker? And then from that day, I love him ever since.
Now
I love all the Razzo brothers.
Now he's in SF.
Yeah. I was in SF in December, and I was really bummed that I didn't get to see him.
Yeah. They got the bowl there, so we were going there a little bit on Sundays. Me, Frank, and Alyssa would go there like in the morning Sunday before people would get there. But now it's not open or nothing.
Yeah, because pandemic. Pandemic kind of shut everything down. Like I said, you can't even travel.
Yeah.
I was like all stoked, like, oh, I'm going to get to Pittsburgh. Woohoo!
So what's been going on now? Like, you weren't really skating for a minute, right? And then now you're skating again, or were you out of it for a minute?
Yeah. I think I talked about this. I went through some, like I said, like my dad passed away. And I took grief in a terrible way. You know, mental health, like, I 100% agree that mental health is, you know, something you should really think about and get help for. Instead, I decided, like, I was going to do a bunch of coke and drink my life away for 7 years. Uh-huh. I never touched a skateboard, and which sucked. And then I was like, dude, I'm so fucking miserable that I need to get my shit together. And I was like, what's the one thing that makes me fucking happy? And it always makes me happy, skateboarding. And that's how I started skating again. Got my shit together.
Stopped doing that shit.
Yeah. I was in New York, and then I was like, I got to get away. So, you know, my girl has moved down to Virginia, and then I was going back and forth seeing her, and then I just ended up staying in Virginia. It helped me get my shit together, definitely, moving away. I was going to New York a lot until the pandemic happened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it's only an 8-hour drive.
So it's like LA to SF.
Yeah. Haven't been to New York since October.
Is there triggers there where it like tempts you to like get fucking crazy again, or you got it dialed in?
There's definitely triggers, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I am, I don't know, I guess more, I want to say more mature. Because even when I go out, when I'm in New York, I'm like, there's only once I think in the last year that I stayed out to Max Fish to close me. And before, I would like close the bar down every fucking day. I normally leave the Fish now by like, I'll still go out, but I'll leave the Fish by 11, 12. No later than that. I rarely stay out late anymore.
Oh.
Even on skateboard trips, like me and Kristen was talking about this the other day. When I was in Seattle, you know, like they had all the parties. Guess who was at the hotel at 10 p.m.? This girl.
That's how I roll now too. I get up early, go to bed early.
Yeah, because I'm here for a trip. I want to skate the next day. I don't be shit faced. I don't be hungover. So I think,
yeah.
And I'm in a better headspace that I can do that now. Before I was like, yeah, let's just party all night long. So the next day and the day after. But now I'm in a better headspace, and I'm a much happier person, so I'm glad I am where I am today.
Right.
And I'm glad skateboarding's back in my life, because it's seriously made my life a lot better. Even though I get frustrated sometimes relearning shit, but I'm in a better place.
Okay. currently, what are you up to? Like, are you getting boards and stuff from anybody? Or
I'm getting boards in from someone.
Yeah.
I'm getting boards from Jim.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you, Jim Thebo. I really, really, really appreciate it. You want to put me back on rail, that'd be awesome. Just kidding.
Well, what have you been doing for, like, the new scene of female skaters? I'm sure, like, all these younger girls are looking up at you and Alyssa, and are you getting hit up for, like, I don't know, advice or, like...
I don't really think this generation know who I am.
Really?
To be honest. Yeah. Like, some people do ask me, like, and I will tell them straight up, save your fucking money, because skateboarding ain't going to pay forever.
Yeah.
And it's the truth. And I tell them, don't be cocky, because there's always going to be someone better than you.
Okay.
And that's the truth. I'm not trying to be a hard-ass dickhead, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
You got to be positive, happy, and humble, dude. And I think that's what makes skateboarding a better place.
Definitely.
Because you're not going to, like, I don't know. I know a few dickheads that I grew up skateboarding that we all know. I'm not going to name names, but where are they today? Because they were assholes.
Right. Yeah, it's true.
I can name a few, but I'm not going to name them. Like, I'm not going to out them like that. But, you know, just stay humble. And someone's always going to be better than you. And don't be cocky. Like, don't take things for granted. That's my thing.
Right. So what are you doing to get by, though? Are you working, or is skateboarding helping you? Or?
I was working. I'm currently not working thanks to pandemic. And currently can't even get unemployment right now, which sucks. I had money, but I'm running out of money. I need to get some skateboard sponsors again that would pay me.
There you go.
Any advice?
Well, you got to film a video part.
All right, let's film a video part.
Yeah.
First trip out.
Yes. Yeah. Have you been filming at all?
I want to. I just film at my house, film myself. But I've been wanting to film a video part, but I don't know what to do with it. Like, I have ideas that I want. Like, I've been thinking about this a lot lately. Like, I want to go and film a video part. It doesn't have to be, like, 5 minutes long. Like, even, like, 2 minutes. Or even a minute.
Right.
Minute and a half. I don't care. I just want to put something out. But not at my house. Because everything's been at my house lately.
Yeah, but you gotta hit the spots.
I want to film a video part, and I want to stack it and use it and put it out, but I don't want to put it on Instagram. I want to put it out through someone.
I know a magazine that you were on the cover of once that might be helpful in that area.
Yeah, I think I've been in a few of their videos. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been wanting, since I started skating again, like, I'm not going to lie, like, you know, things, like, I'm not going to jump down front board and nine stair anymore, but
right.
I still got some shit.
Yeah, well, I think the best thing to do is, like, just start stacking up a little few things, and, like, that'll build the momentum, and you'll see, like, what you're doing and know where you can go, and then as it builds, you'll be like, hey, I can do this. Can we line something up and get an edit out or whatever?
I'll put the home stuff on Instagram, but I want my outside footage, towards something. Does that make sense to you?
100%. I believe in non-Instagram videos. I like that idea of still keeping it, like, old school and putting something together. Like, I hope that we never lose that.
Yeah, because, like, I appreciate all the footage that I see on Instagram, but I want to go film up. Like, I want to film apart.
Yeah, it means a lot more when you have this, like, thing that was built with music and put together nicely. It's like, I don't know, Instagram's great, but it's like video parts are important. We have to.
But yeah, basically that's my goal right now. Let's put out a video part.
All right. 2021, maybe.
Yeah, hopefully it happens. And hopefully there'll be some traveling soon. Hopefully I get to leave the house more than once a week. That'll be cool. You know, it's scary times right now.
So scary. Like, what do you got any tips? What have you been doing to, like, keep yourself from going down the rabbit hole of depression? Like, you watching comedies or, like, anything good?
Oh, my God. I've been turning off CNN.
Yeah, no news.
CNN's
right?
The news has been like, oh god, dude. Like I like had anxiety watching the news this morning, like with the rioting.
Right.
And then like, we went and skated. I went up to Richmond on Sunday. My one day a week, I leave the house to go skate, and there's like all the rioting. I'm like, okay, we can't skate there. We can't skate there because there's riots going on. So what I do? I've been watching crap. Yeah. I've been watching Deadliest Catch.
Oh, okay.
I've been watching. Been watching Wicked Tuna.
Wicked Tuna, is that a fishing show?
Yeah, it's the bluefin tuna. It's like fucking super, like sashimi. It's a super expensive tuna, but it's only on like the Northeast. Like it's super rare, like hard to catch. It's yeah.
Similar like to most, Deadliest Catch, they just go out and document it.
Yeah, right. But on a smaller boat. Most of the tuna they catch, they sell it to Japan. Like Japan pays top dollar for the sashimi, which is cool. But this is how their fishermen earn their living, so good for them. Kudos to them, what they go through. But yeah, I've been watching a lot of crap. That, and then I've been watching because you know I watch YouTube on the TV. You know, because you can do that now at smart TVs. Yeah. So I watch the YouTube on the smart TV, and I've been watching a lot of skateboard videos. Or you know, I've been watching that Brazilian. Because I talked to a few homies about it, and they're like, "What are you fucking talking about? Slides and grinds. You ever heard of it?"
I don't think so.
Oh my god, it's game of skate, but only on a ledge, and it's called Slides and Grinds.
Okay,
it's Yuri. Oh my god, you gotta watch Yuri. Luan kills it. Like, you got all these, like, people, like, in Brazil just killing it. It's called Slides and Grinds. I think Nike SB and Converse sponsors it. And if you don't understand Portuguese, just skip through the first minute and a half and just watch the skateboarding, because I don't understand Portuguese either. But yeah. Oh, and that Gabriel Fortunato dude. Holy shit, you gotta watch his versus. Who was he again? He was him versus Gustavo, I think, or Bello. Slides and Grinds. I'm telling you.
All right, I'm gonna look it up right after
like,
this.
And if you if you watched like, I think a year or 2 years ago, Slides and Grinds, Thiago Lemos killing it.
Yeah, Thiago's
No, it's a game of skate on a ledge, though. It's like, it's the shit.
Rad. Okay, I'll check it out.
Yeah. Huh. I've been watching a lot of that on the YouTube. Since this is a new season, like every other day, they have a new episode. They're fast. There's a shit ton of episodes, and they're almost to semifinals right now.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check.
But I'm telling you, that dude Yuri and Gabriel Fortunato, super good. Like, oh, man. Holy shit. Yeah. And this Vinicius Acosta dude, like, there's... And then some other dudes that I can't pronounce their name, like Leahy. Like, dude, those dudes. And then there's a girls round too, also. There's a girls Slides and Grinds. Like, they do it in the, I guess, in the middle of the season. But yeah, okay. Yeah, but you got to check it out.
Just Google it on YouTube.
Yeah, Slides and Grinds.
All right.
I've been watching right that shit a lot. One.
Sick. Have you been paying attention to any of the modern girls, the new girls out there? Anybody catch your eye?
That girl Marina from Brazil, she caught my eye with that switchback tail. I've never seen another girl do a switchback tail. That got me hyped.
Have you seen that girl on Instagram? I think her name's Erin, like E space R space I.
Yes, Erin's awesome.
Holy shit. She just had like a half cab,
the half cab flip nose slide.
Yeah.
What a, and then her hard flip back tail.
Yeah.
And she's, dude, her front side flip to nose blunt slide down the bank. Oh
Where
my
did
God.
She Aaron's come from? All of a sudden, she's like an Aaron's, Instagram phenomenon. Like,
Aaron's killing it right now. Like, dude, she's killing it. I want to skate with her soon.
Yeah, she's East Coast, and, right? Or no?
Yeah, she. I think she lives like 2 hours from me.
Oh,
so.
Sick.
Erin, we're skating soon.
Yeah, do
that
it.
Skate park that she skates, I want to skate there because it looks fun because it's all right up my alley. Ledges, different size ledges.
Where is it?
I think it's in Delaware. I'm not positively sure. It's definitely on the East Coast, but yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, Erin will be skating soon, Erin. Yeah. No, she's killing it. She's fucking awesome. Her, Marina, I think I'm pronouncing it right, Marina from Brazil. I saw, unfortunately, on CNN, fucking Sky watching Brown. The news. Yeah, I can't believe that shit was on CNN.
They showed it on CNN?
CNN, yes.
God damn.
Yeah, that was the first thing I woke up to this morning.
Sky Brown and Tony Hawk together is like a lot of attention, I guess.
Yeah, but that was on CNN.
She, like, fuck it. That was gnarly.
I like had to, like, I don't know if because I'm older and I can't look at slams like that anymore. When she was in midair, I had to close my eyes.
Yeah.
I just listened to the commentating because I heard it was pretty fucking gnarly.
I think Tony Hawk was really shook. Like, he didn't know if she was going to be okay. Fucking heavy. I guess she's doing okay, though, apparently.
Thanks, CNN. There's so many girls right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nora's dating some guy in Hawaii.
Yeah, she's chilling in Hawaii. She's more Hawaii. She's more Hawaiian than me.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Nora's always killing it. I hate when, like, I get put on the spot, then I get, like, I go, like, deer in the headlights, and I can't name everyone, but there's so many girls that are killing it, and I appreciate them skateboarding.
Yeah.
And I want them to let them know if I can't remember your name, because sometimes, like I said, deer in the headlights. Boop.
Beep. So that means you, Samaria, because I love you.
Dude, I love her backside flips and her backside 180s, dude.
Yeah.
I do.
Filmed her so do many. A tray flip down a double set, and I was just like, what the fuck? It was so sick.
She's killing it right now.
Yeah, it's cool. Everybody, it's the whole thing. Every progression is happening for everyone. It's really cool to watch still, like, it's still evolving. There's still new heights to attain. Like, people are like 20 years ago, like, oh, this is as good as it gets. Nope.
Nope. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many people, like Mariah, you know, Jen, they're fucking killing it. Like, All right. I'm just getting a hard flip back tail. Okay. All nonchalant at my house. Okay. Well, during quarantine, I'll see it on the Instagram.
Yeah.
You know,
I live in an apartment. I wish that I had a yard where I could build a little fun zone to skate. It'd be nice.
We gotta get you out. Let's get you a house.
Yeah, let's get me a house.
House is gonna be cheaper now, right? House is gonna be cheaper that people can't, which sucks, which people can't pay their mortgages and stuff. Let's get you a house and we'll get you a concrete sponsor.
Okay, I'm down.
Because I need a concrete sponsor, too, because I have a lot of land. So, I would love a concrete sponsor because I need some paving. I need more stuff to build.
Fuck, how big's your mini?
It's only 3 foot tall because I suck at mini ramp. And I have,
how wide,
but it's
though?
Steep as 12 feet, and it's steep as shit.
Tight?
But I'm, 8 foot flat. I had a friend said that was 6 foot transition on a 3 foot.
Oh shit!
And it's fast as shit. But I'm, you know, I was like, I want a mini ramp because I want to learn how to skate a mini ramp. But I'm trying. I'm still trying.
Nice. Ah, it sounds cool.
And I was telling myself today that I need to skate my mini ramp more because I've been spending more time skating the flat and the flat bar and the box. But I built the mini ramp to skate that thing, and I told myself I was going to skate it tomorrow, so I need to skate it tomorrow. I just need to get better at transition or skating mini ramps, dude. Like, I feel like I just suck. And then, like, I get so frustrated sometimes when I try not to.
It's hard being good at something and then learning something else. You're like, it's how I tried to go surfing and I couldn't talk. I was like, I can't suck this bad at this. I was so frustrated.
Yeah, you one would think you're, like, better at it.
Yeah, you want to just
It's kind of like when I went snowboarding. When I went snowboarding, I was like, dude, I got this.
Right.
Yeah, I completely fucking sucked it. Like,
yeah.
I could power slide. I could, like, and I was like, oh my God, dude, I'm like dying. It's like, and I was like, I can't even bail because I have this thing attached to my feet. And I was like, and I was trying to learn how to bail. Like, snowboarding's not for me.
Yeah, it's too expensive too. It's a fucking rough one.
Yeah, I only went snowboarding because Alphanumeric paid for it.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's the only reason I did it.
That's cool. Is there snow by where you are? Like in Virginia, yeah. Does it snow?
Oh yeah, it snows here.
Okay,
that's when it snows here.
Is there a resort?
When it snows, there's a resort. I think like 2 hours from here. But when it snows here, like where I live, the whole town shuts down. Like the whole, like, like it literally. It's not like New York where you know.
Yeah, New York. They got it.
Hmm. Yeah. Here, when it snows, it's like the snow's going to be there for like 4 days. Like, it's not going anywhere. No one's going to plow it. Nothing's going to happen. You're not leaving your house, basically. That's how I feel like. But it is what it is. And I'm a city girl. That's why I go back as much as I can to New York. But I do love it. It's better for me to be out here and not fall into my own ways, I guess I would say.
Yeah.
Even though I go to the city a lot.
Is there anything else we should mention? Anybody we should shout out or anything before?
I want to thank everyone. I want to thank, and if I forget anybody, don't get mad at me. I want to thank you. Thank you for having me on this.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mimi Noop. You're my homegirl.
Oh, Mimi's the best.
Yeah, she is the best. You know, Jim Thebo, obviously. He looks out for me. Scuba Steve. Thank you for keeping me up with some Nikes, keeping my feet fresh.
Keep those dunks coming.
Yeah, but I don't ride skating dunks. Nah. I skate in the Blazers.
Blazers?
No, well, the Stephons used to be my favorite, and then I started getting heel boots. And then I switched to Blazers because there's more of a heel cup.
Oh, okay.
So the Grant Taylors, I've been skating that. And then the GTS Returns right now is my favorite.
I haven't seen those.
Yeah, they're sexy.
Okay.
So, sexy bitch. Yeah, yeah, they're sexy. No, I'm telling you, they're sexy. Mm. But yeah, I want to thank Scuba. Thank you very much for always taking care of me and sending me places. I want to thank, geez, there's so many people. Joey at Ace, Mark Gablo, Yonke.
Oh, all my Hawaii peeps. Made a board for you, didn't they?
Yeah, I had a guest board last year. Yeah,
rad.
I was stoked, and it was sold out, so I was stoked.
Ah,
yeah,
doing good.
I need another guest board.
Yep,
and no, I'm just kidding.
Is there anything 2020 that any tricks you got now that you couldn't do back when?
Okay, like in my old parts, I could half cab crooked grind, and I could nollie half cab crooked grind. To switch crooks.
Yeah.
And that's why it's been on my Instagram a lot, that I learned regular crooked grinds. Like, I only could crooked grind if I half cab crooked grind or I nollie.
Oh, you couldn't nollie. Just go right into it.
Yeah, but now, like, I learned it, I'm, like, stoked on it. Was that weird?
Was there something
and that... like, every kid can do it, but I'm, like, stoked that I can crooked grind now.
Was there something that you're like, oh, fuck, it snapped in your mind that you're like, why didn't I do that before? Or you just never worked on it before?
No, I worked on it before. I just couldn't get on going straight. But if I did a like a 180, like I said, a half cab or a nollie half cab to switch crooks, I could get into it and come out.
That's funny.
Last year, and I was like, holy shit, now I can do crooked grinds. I'm all stoked on it.
Rad.
I was like, yeah, I'm going to post it over and over again. I like did one on my flat bar. And I was like, oh, shit. Watch out now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been trying tricks that I've never tried before, like, in my relearning process.
Uh-huh.
Besides trying to get tricks back. But, like, yeah, the crooked grind is, like, the weird thing for me. Like, because I could never really board slide before. I could front board. But you rarely catch me doing a board slide. Front board, yeah. Board slide, no. But now I can do a regular board slide, so I'm stoked.
That's so different.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
I grew
it's
up
weird,
the opposite. Like, backside was always easier for me, and front side was a little scary.
Oh, yeah, front side tails still scare the shit out of me. Back tail any day. Front tail, I don't know. For some reason, doesn't like me. Heel flips, I can switch heel flip, but I can't heel flip to save my life. I can land one, but you gotta give me, like, I don't know, 3 hours or something, but yeah. I'll land a switch heel flip before I land a regular heel flip, but you know, it is what it is. But so yeah, I'm working oppositely, I guess, now.
Huh. Well, it's weird. Stoked that you're doing what you're doing and that you're back and fucking skating a lot, it seems like, yeah.
Well, I've been skating a lot. Yeah, shit, man. I was skating earlier, and today I was like, you know, I could switch flip all the fucking time. All the fucking time. Today, I could not fucking switch flip to save my life.
Huh.
Which was fucking weird. I was like, all right, I'm just going to nollie flip. And I was like, okay, I got that first try, so I'll just do nollie flips. Fuck the switch flip. It was like a weird day for me. Like, huh. I had to do that MRI, and it took so long. And then, and I put it on my Insta story, like, seriously, it's not a switch flipping day. It's not, it wasn't like, it was just weird that I couldn't switch flip. Just, you know, sometimes you guys, sometimes you don't. It's called life, and that's all part of skateboarding. You can't be perfect all the time. Like, there is a point in the winter time I could pivot to fakies on my mini ramp, like, all the time, and then I can't anymore. I was like, what the fuck, dude, this is making me depressed, because I love the feeling of that trick.
That's why I need to get my mini ramp. Feeble fakie, and then I got scared to do all the fakie tricks. Like, I can do fakie, like rock the fakie, but feeble fakie or pivot fakie, I'm like, I think I'm going to hang up every time now. Just took one ringer, and you're just like, fuck.
It's a mental game.
Totally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It, like, that one fall, you're like blown away, like, oh my God, I can't do it. But now I'm going to work on it tomorrow. And hopefully I'll post it tomorrow if I do a pivot to fakie.
Oh, okay.
See. Actually, I'll do one tomorrow, because if it's not raining tomorrow, I'll do one and I'm going to tag you in it.
I'm down. Okay.
Better.
I need a ramp in my backyard. That would be so.
How did I start skating switch? I was like, because I couldn't pressure flip or lay flip. So I learned how to skate switch.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck it, I'm going to be different.
And were you skating with Salma at the time?
Yeah. It was like right when I met him and then saw his part in Rio, and then he was skating switch a lot.
I mean, I know some people like to claim switch god, but I always thought Salman was switch
Salman.
God. Salman. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That's good to him. I like pretty much learned how to do all my switch stuff, because everyone, like I said, everyone was doing late flips and pressure flips, and I couldn't do any of that shit. Mm-hmm. So it's like, and then, you know, when you're like all depressed and like, I'm going to go do something else. I'm going to go be different. And that's what I did. I want to go be different. And that's how I learned my switch. Just be different. Yeah. Do you.
Exactly. That's the lesson. Do you. Do you. Well, what song should we throw on the jukebox to take us out of here?
Like, do you want a sappy song? Or do you want
whatever
one?
You want.
I'm a weird person that listens to everything, so you cannot judge people. Let's just go with Neil Young, Heart of Gold.
I like it.
Because I'm a heart of gold.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time and fucking catching up. It's good to talk to you. Send
no
me your.
Thank you for having me.
For sure. Send me your address and I'll take care of some stuff.
Yeah. Like the cover?
Yeah. I need to find that and send it to you for sure. Yep.
I just want a cover for myself. I don't have a cover. Like,
yeah. That's sick that it's in the Smithsonian, though.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope for you and me, for Thrasher and me.
Have you been to the Smithsonian to see it in there?
No, when I was supposed to go up there and do a thing with them.
Huh.
And then, you know, all hell kind of broke loose. That's
what
it was
right at that time. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it's waiting for you, and it's free. The good thing about museums in Washington, D.C. is they're all free.
There's a lot of stuff, good stuff to see, too.
Well, I've been searching for a heart of
gold.
And I'm getting old.
Yeah.
getting old. Keeps me searching for a heart of gold. And I'm getting old. Keep me searching for a heart of gold. You keep me searching and I'm growing old. Keep me searching for
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Cheers. Take care. Stay healthy, too.
You, too. Have a good night.
All right. Bye now.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Talking Schmidt. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcasts. When you subscribe, you'll get notifications every Tuesday of new episodes the minute they become available. Also, please leave reviews and a 5-star rating. It's the best way to help the show grow. All of the episodes will always remain free, but if you would like to help support the show, you can do so at talkingschmidt.com, where you can pick up some merchandise like t-shirts, beanies, hats, and stickers. The website has an entire archive of all of the episodes, with extra photos and videos. Email us with any suggestions, comments, or ways that the show may have improved your life at talkingschmidt@gmail.com. All interviews are conducted, edited, and produced by Schmitty. The intro music is Mary's Cross by the band Nature. A very special shout out goes to the executive director, Cheryl Camisa. This is Talking Schmidt, where the Rolodex is deep, but the conversation is deeper.